This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, we attend to the climate. It's coming winter where Jeremy lives, and it's coming springtime here in southern New England, North Hemisphere versus Southern Hemisphere. But I read from Jeremy's reports that the Metropolitan Weather Service in Australia says this is another unusual year after year of weather patterns that have not been seen before. We begin with Jeremy, who tells me it's a beautiful day in New South Wales. Jeremy, a good day to you. Your weather pattern looks serene over where you live, but north of you, Queensland, what's happening? Good evening to you, Jeremy.
G'day, John. Yes, that's right. It is a beautiful, beautiful clear day here. It's around about 20 degrees Celsius, so talking around about 60 Fahrenheit, no wind whatsoever. Perfect weather for getting out and getting in the garden and just enjoying the sunshine. And that's true right across all of Sydney and most of New South Wales. But if we just go a little bit further north, so we're heading up to the top end, top right part of the Australian map there, we're actually starting to see really, really strong monsoonal systems. Now, we're not talking about as far south as Brisbane, which we saw in only 4 weeks ago when we had a cyclone come very far south and dump a lot of rain on the metropolitan area. What we're starting to talk about now is the Cairns, the Townsville, and effectively the very high peninsula region of Queensland, which is very much the top of Australia. And what started to happen is that what we thought was going to be effectively a dryish kind of week up in northern Australia, because we've just had a cyclone storm system effectively dissipate, which was Cyclone Alfred only a few weeks ago. And then we've had some very low monsoonal activity in the Indonesian archipelago, which has kind of indicated that there wasn't going to be a whole lot of monsoon around about this time of year. Well, that changed pretty much on a dime. That changed over the course of really a few days this week. And instead of getting a relatively dry period across the top of Australia, we're again starting to see absolutely phenomenal series of monsoonal rain showers. We're seeing a lot of rain dumped across the top end of Queensland, starting to move down south again, probably won't get down to Brisbane, but still is causing even more flooding heartache for the people of northern Queensland when they're really trying to get over all that monsoonal activity they had only a month ago. So the short answer there, John, is really when we should be seeing a bit of a dry kind of fall season in Queensland, which is very typical for the end of the monsoon part, we're actually not. We're actually seeing almost a relight of monsoonal season, which is really making us question, are we about to see a monsoonal season that almost continues right through the first half of the year?
What's the big town up there? This is the northeastern quadrant of the continent. Is there Brisbane is populous, but is there a big town north of Brisbane?
The largest town would be Cairns, which is very much a large port-based town right there on the coast, has a population, if I remember correctly, around about 100, 150,000, but also extends a long way inland with the farming communities and the residential areas. So you tend to have a lot of people who move up there just because of the tourist industry, but also a lot of people who retire, but also because it's one of those larger ports and a lot of Navy ships come into it, you do have a defence presence there as well. So it's one of those epicentres right in the middle of northern Queensland. But unfortunately, John, Cairns is also typically in the firing line of most of the cyclones that come up across the northern part of Australia. And right now, Cairns is starting to get a little bit of the weather, although it's not quite far enough north to get all of the weather. But I can tell you, they are starting to feel it because, of course, being a coastal town, it means a lot of the estuaries and the waters and the rivers that come in from the inland places, which are all higher than Cairns itself being on the coast, Cairns is about to cop a lot of that extra water runoff, which unfortunately means parts of it will be about to flood.
What is the opinion of northern Queensland? Are they considered farmers, cowboys, cattle ranchers? Is there a general expression that people use when they talk about it? Because it's not that popular.
Actually, all of the above. In fact, that is exactly what we have up there. They're considered really to be farmers, so agriculturalists, but there is a lot of ranches up there, effectively a lot of livestock, a lot of cattle. The further up you go into northern Queensland, especially on the peninsula, so the pointy part of Australia, that tends to be very much just native areas, and there's really no farming happening up there. There's a couple of pastoral releases that really look after wild cattle and wild horses, but not very populated at all. It's more so just a little bit further, I guess you could say, down from the northern part of Queensland. That's where most of the farming is. But Queenslanders are typically farmers. That's exactly what we think of them as.
and Western Australia is burning up. Now, are they complaining?
They are not complaining, but having said that, Western Australians are used to having lots and lots of heat. I think more so they're not complaining, but they are noticing that when they should be getting cooler weather, which is really about right now, they are not. So Western Australians, I guess, are a tougher breed. So you asked about Queensland, how we tend to think of Queenslanders, which is farmers. Western Australians, we tend to think of the sort of like the harder bunch in some ways, because they're not only farmers, they're definitely ranchers as well, but they're also miners. So you tend to have a very tough sort of mining community, which is typically living in that northwestern part of Western Australia, up in the Pilbara region, which is the top left of the map. They're used to heat. They're used to absolutely devastating well because of that monsoonal system that often comes down. But right now, John, that they're not complaining, but they are taking notice that the temperatures are still creeping up into the mid-30s. So we're talking about 90 to even 100 degrees Fahrenheit. And just as we thought they were about to get cool weather because of the two cyclone systems that basically hit the top end of Western Australia only 2 weeks ago, that seems to have disappeared. It's now got a very, very warm system coming through courtesy of a high-pressure system that came across the southern part of the continent. But that's keeping Western Australia hot, which also means the deserts are remaining very hot, which means that part of the world just isn't going to cool down anytime soon.
The snow. I see that there is a possibility of snow. I see a photograph of hail. That would be Victoria. Is it snowing in Victoria?
Unfortunately, not quite. We had weather forecast on early Friday saying that we could actually get some snow in the alpine regions of Victoria, which is really the northern part of Victoria that borders on the southern part of New South Wales. High mountains, very much the area you go skiing. But unfortunately, it didn't happen overnight. We did get some rain and a little bit of hail down there, but not all was not lost, because as a nice surprise in some ways, down in Tasmania, our big island to the south there, while they expected a possibility of snow, they actually got a substantial fall, especially around Hobart and the southern native regions where you have a lot of national parks in Tasmania. So as I speak right now, there's a lot of people playing in some fairly substantial powdered snow there in Tasmania, which in itself is around about, I'd say, a good generous 2 months earlier than you'd probably expect to see, at least for the very, very strong powdered stuff they've seen. So while Western Australia is sweltering out there to the west, Tasmania and even Victoria is basically getting into the area where they might be getting more and more snowfall. So really, John, the weather is completely balmy right now. It's actually quite off the record.
We don't want to leave off South Australia. However, that seems to be in between weather patterns. Fair weather pattern, New South Wales. Colder in Victoria, hotter in Western Australia. So Adelaide gets a little bit of everything. What's it like now?
It does, but there's one caveat. Adelaide gets really, you know, nice temperatures right now. It's very clear, except they just aren't getting any rain. In fact, I'm talking to my relatives and friends who still live there. And in fact, I only just spoke to them yesterday. They are absolutely hanging out for a little bit of rain, because it really hasn't rained in Adelaide for the last 6 months. And even before then, they didn't have a substantial amount. So you can imagine right now, a lot of the reservoirs around Adelaide are really starting to get quite low. Some of the country towns in the foothills of Adelaide have in fact reported that their dams are empty and they've had to truck water up into the Adelaide foothills just to work some of the properties, because there's no other water sources right now. So as beautiful as it is and as mild as the weather is, Adelaide actually needs rain, which unfortunately, while Queensland has all the rain right now, there's really no way to push it down to Adelaide. And I think too, a large part of what we're seeing here is because the unusual weather systems are occurring all across the continent. And a lot of it's driven by the fact that we have strangely high pressure systems down to the south, when we have some very strong low pressure systems just nearby, kind of causing almost a barrier where you'd normally get that mixture of weather and moisture and clouds that would come down far enough into Adelaide. A lot of that's just preventing a lot of this rain from forming. And now we've got a really hot Western Australia. There's not much hope for actually any moisture getting down to South Australia and Adelaide, which is basically the end of the line for some of that Western Australian weather. So unfortunately, poor old Adelaide, as beautiful as it is right now, it just needs a little bit of water.
We're recording all of this because weather patterns are changing willy-nilly around the world. They always do change, but you look for a pattern or some connection. For example, here in New England, southern New England, we had a rough February. It was cold, didn't snow heavily, but it was very icy. And then it cleared in March, and there was no big wind in March. It sometimes comes, and now it's April, and it's raining dutifully. So no complaints whatsoever. A very polite transition. In Australia, I'm learning the weather patterns from Jeremy. This is not the Australia of his youth. Question is, are these patterns for the rest of the century? We don't know. They're all connected. We're moving to a wonderful tale. Only Australia could manage a tale about a brave little dachshund named Valerie. Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.